Okay, so the Bible verse that I read today was John 6:26. And in this verse, let me go back to it. The verse says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. Whew, I don't know why this hit me hard today. I don't know if I'm just looking at it in the aspect of feeling like people do that towards me. Or is it actually something I feel like I need to work on directly with God? To me, I feel like this statement means, this scripture, excuse me, means don't only need God for the time being. Don't only need him for what he can do for you. Need him all the time. Follow his word all the time. It's like some people use Jesus and God as chasing a high. When they get that hit, they be good. They go on, they live their life. They don't acknowledge them, nothing. But as soon as that hit falls down and it starts to wear off, then they come running to him. They come speeding to him again, looking, chasing that high. And I feel like that's what that verse means. Like, actually try to learn what it is, the way of life that God wants us to live. Learn the word. Live the word. Preach the word. Teach the word. Don't just use him for what his miracle, you know, the miracles that he can do, and then go on about your day. Because even further down in the text in the Bible, it states how people start, you know, turning away from him because he was not performing the miracles that they wanted for him. He stopped, you know, he gave them the 5 loaves of bread, so they wanted that all the time. And when he told them, like, I only use that to reel you all in, but I have more to show you, they're like, nah, you know, we don't want it. So everybody started leaving him. All of his disciples part ways from him besides 12. So it's like, that's how we are operating in life currently. You know, once we get what we want from him, we out. And that's something that us as a society need to work on. You know, don't just call on God when you're up or down. You know, make him a part of your life. Literally operate in him. Brush your teeth in him. Take a bath in him. You know, every time you move, you need to think about God. And so that scripture today was actually like something needed, because it's like, man, it kind of punched me in the gut a little bit. So, yeah.